I was introduced to the psalm some years ago at Sunday school when I was about 7 or 8 years old. And I recited Psalm 103 from memory and received the wonderful prize of a bag of popcorn. It's the beginning lines of this psalm God put into my heart for the rest of my life. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What an impassioned start by David, though. He wants to praise from his inmost being, from the depths of his soul, for all the benefits God has conferred on him. The words pour out of his heart, and he does not want us to forget them, all these wonderful benefits. In verses 3 onwards, if you have a look, David lists those benefits of a God who is abounding in love, does not harbour anger, forgives, heals, saves, has compassion, is just, gives him all he needs in life. So many. By God's grace, David was given the gifts to lead God's people as King of Israel. He had attributes which God could nurture so that he was capable for the task he had for him in his plan of salvation for the world. So when Samuel asked for David, the shepherd boy, to be brought in from the fields, God told Samuel, "This is the one." God had chosen to serve and the one Samuel needed to anoint as King of Israel. We read in 1 Samuel 16, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David." We all probably know something of David's life, not only as a psalmist and a musician, but of his many achievements as King of Israel. But throughout his life, David had periods of doubt about God's ability to bring him through the many battles he had to face. Doubt that God's almighty strength would not protect him. God had chosen him to fill this role as king, and David was doubting his judgment. David went through many trials like this. He made mistakes. He strayed away. And he formed disastrous relationships and even murdered. But God never let him go and continually reminded him just how much he loved him, for who he was, what he was like, despite what he had done. God rebuked him, forgave him, encouraged him, and gave him the strength and assurance and wisdom to continue the task he had set before him, to learn lessons through every trial, knowing he would never be abandoned because he loved him. All God wanted was David's loving, serving heart. David recognizes in verses 11 to 12 just how immeasurable God's love is. It's higher than heaven and reaches as far as the east is from the west, which of course never meet, unlike north and south. He realizes how blessed he is to have such love. But he also knows, as a mortal, how fragile and weak he can be. If he keeps seeking God's will and lives a life honouring him, God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. As believers, we do not know God's future plans, but we know he is in full control of our destiny. That knowledge gives us a future and the hope of salvation. David, however, was told something of God's future plan through Nathan the prophet, that from his own family line would come someone to succeed him, not only Solomon, his son. God said, "He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son." What a prophecy and connection to the New Testament. What a pointer to the cross. And what comfort for David that he had played the part God wanted in that plan. Some of David's last words in 2 Samuel 23 were that the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. David had sought God's will and completed the task set before him. David was writing this psalm 1,000 years before Jesus walked this earth. But here he was told God had a plan later down the line to send his own son to finish the work off he was doing. We have the benefit of knowing that Jesus was just that son, the Messiah. His life on earth is written in the Gospels from the eyes of witnesses. That same Holy Spirit given to David to further God's kingdom is the same Holy Spirit Jesus left for his disciples when he commissioned them to go and make disciples of all nations. I had the benefit all those years ago of a bag of popcorn. I now understand the much greater benefits of which David was speaking. I know God loved me so much that learning those psalms all those years ago was his way of starting me on my journey to meet him through Jesus Christ. We must not forget the benefits of knowing the Lord through Jesus. The benefit of God's Holy Spirit dwelling in us as believers in Jesus. The benefit we now have of his precious gift of salvation. Jesus came to finish God, his Father's plan of salvation that he had started since the time of Adam and Eve. David was part of that. The benefits David waxed lyrical about over 2,000 years ago are the same benefits we have of knowing God through Jesus. They are truly worthy of all praise and honour to him from our inmost being. Amen.